Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
This podcast is brought to you by Men's T Clinic. Men's T Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, Eldorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-T or visit mensteclinic.com.
Here we go. It is hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here on 105 Through the Fan. We're 10 minutes from Daron Bland joining us after 2 years in the NFL. He has earned himself a spot, deservedly so, as a starter. 9 picks, 5 touchdowns last year, and he's going to join us here coming up in 10 minutes. Between now and then, we'll get some NFL news of the day with your guy Wolchuk here, Zachary.
Thank you very much there, General. We do have the NFL Top 100 Players list that has been slowly being unveiled and really hasn't been a huge topic of conversation. We haven't had a Dallas Cowboy make the list yet until last night. Who do you think was the first Cowboy to make his 8th consecutive time on this NFL Top 100?
Zach Martin.
It sure was. Our guy. Zach Martin, our G-Bag Nation weekly guest, who is on this morning with Sean and RJ. You can go back and check that out on their podcast or on the Odyssey app. Last year, Zach Martin was number 68 on the list. He comes in at number 53 on the list this year. So Zach Martin, 8 years in a row on the NFL Top 100, and congratulations to him. I wonder how many more Cowboys we'll see on this list. No Dak Prescott yet, no CeeDee Lamb, no Micah Parsons. I think they're probably 3 shoe-ins to be in the top 50.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, this the star-studded nature of this roster has not lost anything from last year, Wolchuk.
No, not at all. How about the Raiders? They're admitting they were a little blindsided by Michael Gallup's retirement. This was something they were not suspecting. I think all of us were caught off guard by this. But during an interview, Raiders general manager Tom Telesco, talking with The Athletic, he said, I didn't see this one coming at all. That was just kind of out of the blue. When I talked to him, it seemed like he had a pretty clear vision. He was ready to move on. It's too bad. So at 28 years old, we wish Michael Gallup the best in career after football. We loved him here. I mean, it was unfortunate. We talked about it on Monday. You know, the knee injury. The knee injury really yeah. hurt him.
How about mental health?
Yep.
I think this was a big mental health one right here. I think he's got a lot of things that going on in his life. I think his own struggle with the injury was a problem. I don't think he wants to go through that again. I don't think he's really, you know, interested in that type of work. You know, he doesn't want to, you know, it's hey, if something happens, do I have to do this all over again? I think he's scared. I think he's terrified that, you know, the knee is probably never going to be the same, and he doesn't want to go through that. But I think his mental health stuff too is a struggle for him with all the things he deals with on the off the field, and a lot of it has to do with his family stuff that he does.
Yeah, I'm feeling for him. I'm thinking about him, but I am happy for him that he secured enough of a bag to be able to make that decision for himself at 28 years old. How many guys would probably sitting around at training camp right now wishing, my goodness, I got so much crap that I'm dealing with, whatever physical issues, mental issues, but I don't have the bag secured enough in a way that allows me to retire here at 28. Yeah. So good for Michael Gallup being one of the few that could pull that one off.
No, I think it's embarrassing for the Raiders as well, you know, because watching the film from last year, you had no business signing the guy. You know, it's not a coincidence to me that he ends up in Las Vegas. They're just a day late and a dollar short on most ideas in the league still.
We also have
bad ownership at the top will put you there.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. I mean, that's been a team that Antonio Pierce is trying to do what Dan Campbell did with the Lions, and that's changed the culture of losing and try and build them into a winner. He's got a tough task.
Well, is Antonio Pierce doing up downs with his team at practice?
Probably not.
I mean, I don't know.
Probably not, man.
Is he wearing a hat that says in all caps "grit" on the front?
I doubt it.
As he spits tobacco in his players' faces,
I don't think they're biting kneecaps off there, Eric. I don't think so. Now, Tua was the big news that happened. We broke that at the top of the show. Tua Tagovailoa, he's got a 4-year, $212.4 million extension with the Dolphins.
I think it's Tagovailoa.
Yeah, well, yeah. Tagovailoa, you know, a lot of different names for Tua T. He was reported $167 mil guaranteed, so that's eighth among NFL contracts. Watson's got the most, followed by Burrow, Herbert, Lawrence, Jackson, Hurts, Goff, and now Tua T. So, hey, you're number eight when it comes to the guaranteed. I think that's what a lot of these players are looking at. All in all, I mean, for the Dolphins, this kind of happened exactly how they wanted to. You know, they don't end up resetting the market with Tua. They keep their quarterback long-term, and I'm sure for Tua, only the four-year deal. He believes in himself. Hopefully he stays healthy. He can get back into the negotiating.
I think that's embarrassing as well. Like, this guy has been so hurt. There have been so many quarterbacks that have been available for trade and free agency, and you like see it through with Tua, but just because he got lucky and didn't get hurt last year, I don't think the judo practice that he did last offseason all of a sudden fixed his injury situation. It was a lucky year, and you're going to pay him for that? I have a feeling tearful Sundays are coming for Dolphins fans as they count down the days till this contract is over.
Yeah.
And they have effectively ruined their championship window.
Yeah, I really can't disagree with you here. I think the ceiling on Tua is a guy that at best can win you a playoff game. Hopefully that game is in Miami at home, not in the cold weather. But I'm seeing a super beast cornerback, number 26.
The man, the myth, the legend.
Smiling because he got the pick.
The interception
in practice
king,
today.
The pick six god, going to sit down with us here, Deron Bland. What's going on, brother? How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're good, man. We got to just get the mic on here. Don't worry. We got you figured out. Hey, you had another interception today.
Yeah, well, I didn't have another one. I dropped the other one yesterday.
Okay. Well, hey, I was reflecting back on last year. Record-setting season, yeah. Man. I mean, did you do anything to celebrate this offseason after you become a record setter in the NFL?
I mean, not too much. Just hang out with the family. Just get back to chill mode.
No new purchases?
No. I'm not a big guy on big purchases like that.
So no new car?
No.
You didn't get it? Okay. I got tipped off maybe you got a new car, like a green G-Wagon, but maybe that's not yours. Maybe I got some bad information here, Deron. Are you a car guy?
I'm starting to a little bit. I mean, I like a little bit of old school, so I want to get one day.
Okay.
Maybe next year, around this time?
Maybe.
Something like that. What's the difference in the feeling of getting a game pick and a practice pick? Because it's got to be exciting either way, right?
Yeah, it's definitely exciting. But practice, you know, it's what prepares you for the game. So in that game, it's a different moment. It's like a bigger moment. You got the whole crowd, so it's a lot more noise, and you got your teammates. So it's like you got to get that celebration out.
Yeah, I've heard from players. I think Ray Lewis described this one time. But does the noise? Does everything, like, you can't even hear? You're having sort of an out of body experience.
When you're playing and you get those moments, you can't hear nothing.
Yeah,
nothing, and like you don't hear it until like the end or you get to the sideline, pretty much.
Yes. As you're catching your breath from exhaustion, running down for the pick six. That's beautiful. When you pick off Dak in practice, do you let him know about it?
Oh, yeah. We talked about it.
Okay, good.
Okay, so I wanted to ask you about the trash talk, because I don't know if you heard Amon-Ra St. Brown of the Lions recently called out Jordan Lewis. Was like, man, he was talking crazy when we played them. Have you heard J-Lew just going off on guys during the game? I mean, do you talk trash at all?
Me? No, personally, not too much. No, not really. Actually, unless somebody says something, but no, not really.
Who's the most likely wide receiver to say something in your experience?
I've guarded almost everybody, and they never said anything, really.
Really?
Because they know he's going to cover them if they do.
Yeah, they don't want to.
That's the thing about it. You don't want to poke the bear.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
At any point last year, you know, after one of your many touchdowns, did you think, you know, I might be able to get involved in offense? Because your moves are good. Your high point of the ball is good. Obviously, your background is there. What could you do out here?
I always thought I'd get back on offense, you know, because I played in it so much growing up. So I always missed the offensive side. And having that ball in my hands gets me back on the offensive side. So that's enough for me.
Yeah. Yeah, it was a thing of beauty there with some of those pick sixes. What was your favorite one?
Panthers.
Panthers. Oh, the Panthers one. Were yeah, beautiful.
It was a beautiful one.
What about the Thanksgiving situation? Because you end up getting to eat the turkey leg on television, right?
Yeah, it was good, though. I didn't expect it to be it was cold, but I didn't expect it to be that good.
Okay, I was wondering how fresh was it. So it wasn't very fresh, but it was tasty.
It was good, though.
Have you had a turkey leg since then?
No. That was actually probably like my first time.
Okay, all right. What's your favorite type of food?
I'll say pasta.
Yeah. Is pasta the pregame meal usually?
Yeah, usually.
What kind of pasta?
I usually like try to have that the day before. I like chicken Alfredo.
Okay, ooh. Chicken Alfredo.
Yeah, something simple.
Do you play on an empty stomach?
No. I gotta have a little bit of something.
Just something light.
Yeah. But you carb load and you hydrate mm-hmm. the day before yeah. in an effort for, yeah, that's a pro tip right there.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Video game guy?
Yeah.
What are you into?
A lot. Call of Duty, 2K, not too much Madden. Cause, I don't know.
What about the new College Football 25 game?
I played Road to Glory, yeah.
You're into it? Yeah. I kind of want to ask you about your recruiting story. Like, Brian and I, we cover the draft. Yeah. And you've probably been asked about this a lot, but it's like, how in the world did teams not offer you, like, D1 schools in your area?
All I had was Sac State. That was it. It was the D1 AA.
It's unbelievable.
That's crazy.
Up,
yeah, there's a lot of teams in the Pac-12 that are going, well, what was the Pac-12? I'm thinking, this kid could play at Washington, UCLA, USC. I mean, when I was watching you play, I was just like going, God, how do you miss somebody that bad? You know, but that happens in.
Yeah, it happens a lot.
It happens a lot. When I watch you play, though, you're so instinctual the way you move and stuff. And I love the way you play slot corner. What does it take to be a really good slot corner? Because you got to carry the whole field. And what does it take to be that type?
I mean, you got to have that type of that mindset that you're one of the guys that controlling the defense. You know, you got to set the defense up. You got to be in the run game, be in the pass game, and then be vocal and be a playmaker inside. So, like Jordan Lewis now, he's one of our jump starters. And one of the guys that energizes.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you what, I love watching you play inside. I know you play great outside.
No, but you're a damn dog.
That's what I'm saying. I'm sitting there, you know, we all love Jay Lou. I'm like going, but at number 26, you walk him inside, that guy ain't catching the ball on him.
Yeah, are you more comfortable there, would you say, than the boundary?
I would say that I'm more comfortable outside.
Okay.
My rookie was the first year ever playing slot. I never played slot before.
Dude, what? Oh, Nick, no, wait, that's, stop. No, I'm stunning. Getting capped. We're getting capped right now. You've never played slot before?
No, I was always outside.
You think Deron Blaine is ball sack
house
right now?
No, I'm done with that. No, I'm done. I'm done with this interview because my man, it's like he's a veteran out there playing. That's the first time you've ever, Fresno, none of those places you ever played?
No.
Man.
My man's telling me a fib.
No, he is not. He is not a liar.
He's telling me.
I got my rookie year to just like Jordan Lewis. But when he got hurt, he was like always in my ear, teaching me about the role and everything. So
get out of here.
Well, it seems like
I can't believe this.
It's mind-blowing.
Is that the toughest role you think among the defensive backs? Yes. Is that slot corner? Because they're moving the number one wide receiver in there as well. So you're getting the toughest assignment.
Yeah. And there's a lot more space, too. So, and you got to think about the run game at the same time. Right. So it's hard.
And they're running you through trash and all that, and you're just finding your way through. I learned something today. I'll let you guys handle the interview. I learned something today.
Football IQ right there for you.
That's right. Absolutely.
Interception aficionado, Daron Bland with us here in the G-Bag Nation. These new age offenses and all this motion that's going on, how just annoying is it? How much more difficult is it to defend?
It's hard to tap in what the guys are doing. You know, they can do anything out of those motions now. So a lot of guys are moving. You got everybody moving now. And they got speed guys, too. So you got to worry about them running down the field or just cutting under. So it's hard.
Has Zimmer ripped your ass or anybody else's ass to this point? Have you seen him just really get after it?
Not yet.
Not yet.
His background's DB, so I wonder if he's like paying you guys a little more extra attention.
No, he walks around everybody.
Okay.
What changes for you under Zimmer? What changes for you?
Nothing much. You know, I try to keep it the same.
What are you looking to add to your skill set or your game this offseason going into year three?
I would say more consistency. You know, that's one of the biggest things what all the greats do. You know, that's be consistent throughout day in, day out, all through season.
Who's your favorite corner of all time, speaking of those greats?
That's tough. But I'm going to have to go Deion, you know. Top of the corners, you know. Everybody wanted to be Deion.
Well, that's Zimmer's guy. Yeah. When Mike was starting out as a coach, because I worked with Mike in the early 2000s scouting here, Mike will yell. But he probably won't yell at you because he knows not to yell at really good players. Like, he'll yell at, like, bums like me, like, hey, why don't you bring me some Blands that can play? And I'm like, Mike, I'm doing my best, man. I'm out here scouring the country to try and find a guy. But, yeah, the thing with Zim, I'm always interested about this, of how people are impressed with him or his impression of him, because he is kind of a loud, vocal guy, and Deion was his guy. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, but Mike knows really good players. Hey, Mike will help you. Next thing, you'll be in the top 100 in the NFL.
Oh, yeah.
Voting on you in Pro Bowls and all that stuff, because you listen to Mike. Mike will get you there, because you're a very talented player. Very talented player.
Did you know Zimmer's a bit of a Riz God himself? Did you know that?
You're not familiar with his game?
No.
I might want to go and ask him.
Maxim Hot 100. Just ask him about the Maxim Hot 100 and see if you can get his thoughts on it.
He's pulling some models, bro.
I'm not joking with you on that one.
No, we're not.
I need to get an update on whether or not they're still dating, because I know in 2022 Zimmer was like, I'm in retirement now, I got some time on my hands, let's go ahead and get this.
I can't tell. He always says that he doesn't like to talk too much.
Ask him how he feels about the Australian accent.
What do you are you watching any other corners that you like right now?
I mean, always like to watch the other corners around the league, just see what they got and what I got in my game.
Who are some of the guys in your queue?
I'd say from last year, I like Witherspoon. Who else? There's a lot of guys. Can't even think right now.
They're at training camps, other training camps, and people are going, who do you watch? And they're saying, Daron Bland. I'm watching. But trust me, there's people watching you the way you play in this game,
Even Mike, I watch Sauce, McDuffie. Stanley.
Yeah, there you go.
McDuffie, that's another good one on the inside. That dude's a
Washington kid.
He's a dog.
How do you know when it's time to break on the ball so much better than anybody else?
I mean, it's just instincts, you know. But also, it's my days in playing receiver. So
yeah.
I understand some time and stuff.
So it's as simple as reading routes?
It's not that simple.
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's like, oh, I just read the routes. I mean, I talk to guys all the time, oh, I just read the route. I'm like, read the route, man. Here you are. Guy intercepts every other pass.
Everything got to line up.
Yeah.
How much does film come into it?
Oh, as much. Like, it's probably 100%.
Yeah.
But you and Diggs both have that receiver background, and both of you are leading the NFL in interceptions. Yeah. We were robbed of having you both last year. How's Trey doing, and how excited are you guys to get out
there
together?
He's doing good. I can't wait till you see him back on the field. My rookie year only got probably like one game with me and him back on the outside together, so it would be great to have him back out there.
Have they brought anybody else? Who else out there are you gonna hip us to and put on notice that has the ball skills?
I say everybody in the room has ball skills. You know, Al Harris, he teaches everybody to go get the ball, so I say, and Nashawn Wright,
Carson. I love Mr. Carson.
What do you think about
See, that's my, we were talking the draft, and I'm like, going, this little kid from Wake Forest can play a little bit.
Yeah, you'll see on preseason.
Oh, yeah. No, I know. That part you're not lying to me on right there.
What about the young wide receivers? Tolbert or Brooks? Anybody impressing you out here?
Definitely Brooks and Tolbert. No, he got a good ball, good catch on me yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't wait to see them on the field and get what they got, the chance they get. And one of my teammates, College Cropper.
Yeah.
Dude, Cropper's good. Mm-hmm. He is quick and smooth in and out of his breaks, man. Mm-hmm. Shifty little guy.
Yeah.
Really good player.
Number 26, Deron Bland, going into his third year. Thank you so much for joining us here on The Fan, sir. Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
There he goes. Thank you, sir. Deron Bland, Cowboys, a proper legend at this point. I mean, you go get nine picks, take five of them to the house. They're going to be talking about that for decades. And, you know, he's just getting started.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.